morning, and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for March 4th, 2012. Koyo Kubota here. So glad you joined us. You heard the intro with the bell, and as the bell gradually reverberates and gets softer and softer until you can hear the soundless sound. Buddhism is full of very interesting paradoxical teachings. Well, today, March 4th, 2012, into March, spring is just around the corner, and indeed, wonderful time of the year when nature shows its new green growth. Well, we're very privileged to have as our guest today, Gio Sayo of Florida, part of our Minister 3 group, who was inducted here in Coarse Gold induction ceremony in 2010. Sayo is the current president-elect of Brighton Trailblazers organization, which is a resource group for the Brighton lay ministers. Who've completed our 2-year non-residential lay ministry program. I have been instrumental in helping to develop this Trailblazers organization with support for Brighton, too. And, you know, Brighton has a logo of a sunrise inside of a Bodhi leaf design. I think it was styled that Hunga cowboy hat on our logo. This is great. And his voice is the one you hear for Live Dharma Sunday intro. Well, Gio Sayo Sensei.
Every now and then I'd like to visit the Disney parks here in Orlando with family and friends. And in the past, I've gathered a lot of little Dharma nuggets or inspiration while there. And one of them, which I shared before, was a nugget I found on a popcorn box. And the box had the Disney characters like Mickey and Goofy, and it had in bold the words, "Celebrate Today," you know, which reminds me, I actually kept the box, and I look at it frequently, and it reminds me the teaching to really celebrate, you know, every moment, for every moment is the last, and this makes everything very precious. And it's a good daily reminder, you know, again, to celebrate, since every day is a good day. And again, during my last visit, I discovered another Dharma nugget, which I refer to every day as well, and especially during times of stress and troubles. So last time I visited, we stopped at one of the country pavilions at the Epcot Park, which has different countries like France, Morocco, and they have a United Kingdom pavilion. So at the United Kingdom showcase, there was a gift shop that, you know, we sort of walked around, looked around, and after passing all the Beatles and the Who memorabilia, I spotted a poster. It was really big and red, and it had in gold, bold letters, "Keep calm and carry on." With the poster spoke to me, you know. And I've always felt that this is basically the practice of deep listening, you know, not just listening with the ears, but to listen to life, you know, to be aware of the moment and quote unquote hear the life and world around you. A life and a world essentially of enlightenment. Everything is in enlightenment. And so the poster, you know, really spoke to me. Keep calm and carry on. You know, it's simple, yet very profound to me. You know, how many times do we get stuck with an afflictive emotion or a thought or, you know, just something that stays in our mind and we just can't seem to move away from, or even events in our lives which, even positive ones. Sometimes we may attach also to, you know, very positive situations, you know, or how many times are we not able to, as Reverend Koyo always says, you know, keep going. So hearing this, I'm reminded to just keep calm and carry on with life, you know, no matter what. So beyond good or bad, just keep calm and carry on. So I bought the stickers, a 4x6 sticker, so that I could place it, you know, somewhere in my house where I frequent a lot, and again, to remind myself, hey, keep calm and carry on. So on the actual sticker, there's a little history of where this came from, the slogan. And it reads, the Keep Calm and Carry On posters were created by the British Ministry of Information immediately after the outbreak of World War II. The red posters with the crown of King George VI above the reassuring slogan, Keep Calm and Carry On, were designed to boost the morale of the British people. And now this message is helping me, even now. So I've turned this slogan into a personal mantra. You know, whether I get too excited at good news or I'm feeling, you know, stressed out, I use it as a mantra to sort of stay focused and clear, and I essentially carry on. So I guess when we really truly practice deep listening, you know, mindful awareness at all times, we can see the Dharma everywhere. And it was something that Reverend Koyo just sort of spoke briefly about a few seconds ago. You know, teachings can be found in all situations, in all circumstances, in all locations. You know, you think, you know, you go to Disney to sort of have fun with family, and right there, bam, there's little Dharma nuggets everywhere trying to, you know, helping you to keep going and keep searching and keep looking. So, you know, again, beyond texts and lectures and all these sort of all of the different teachings that we have, you know, there is a world filled with Dharma nuggets, you know, waiting to just be, you know, discovered. So this is the nugget that I wanted to share with all of you, you know, in happy times and in not so happy times. Just remember to keep calm and carry on. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. As I listen to the Dharma Glimpse, the phrase, celebrate today. Indeed, that is a precious reminder to really celebrate today, right now. And I immediately was reminded of my father's, maybe we could say it's his trademark saying, but he's not conscious or aware of always saying wow, but he said wow a lot. And whenever he, in everyday activities or, you know, driving around, going about his business, he said, oh, he's looking around and, oh, wow, look at that. Or, wow, you know. Or in springtime, I'm sure he would say, wow, look at those buds coming out in the trees. Wow. Or just looking around. And he's just open to it's kind of a childlike naivety of the freshness of life. And I remember new Dharma members who once commented when they first were driving around with Reverend Kubota, and he was saying, wow, look at that. They thought it was kind of put on. But after they got to know him more, but that was really genuine. I think some of us, well, not so much, maybe this is a takeoff on the of teenagers who always want to be cool. Not show too much of that quality. It doesn't look cool, you know, if you get excited about ordinary things. And it translates or goes into our adult image of ourselves, you know, where it's kind of, what is that? You know what I'm trying to say, though, where you've seen it before, you know all about it, you know. And seeing that as a positive thing, whereas, oh, wow, look at that, you know, maybe you're not as worldly, okay? So you're seeing sort of the cool value in being jaded, you know, in terms of your own self-image. But this wowness is a precious spiritual quality, you know. And it's not a faked enthusiasm, as I said. And it is beyond texts and lectures. We talk too much. We analyze. We conceptualize, you know. And we take pride and put too much value on our talkability. we should talk less in order to communicate more. All you have to do is say, wow, you know, that communicates it all, that kind of attitude. And in line with this, I just saw an article by my good friend, Reverend Marvin Harada, at the Orange County Temple in Southern California, and he wrote an article, and it's titled, Talk Less to Communicate More. And he said that in October of last year, they had a lecture series entitled Mindfulness for Couples, taught by Dr. David Hirohama, who's a Buddhist and he's a clinical psychologist. And I'm reading from this Reverend Harada's article. And he says, in Dr. Hirohama's lecture, he made a very interesting statement. He said that in his work as a counselor, he talks to many couples who are having difficulties. Now, the Western psychotherapeutic method of counseling is to tell the couple they have to talk more. They have to communicate more. But Dr. Hirohama does not use that approach in his counseling. Instead, he utilizes Buddhist teachings, and he tells the couples, in order to communicate more, you have to talk less. By that, he means they must be better listeners in order to communicate better. They have to become more mindful of their partner, to not only listen and be attentive, but to be mindful, to be fully present with their partner. Only then are the couples able to really communicate and understand each other. Reverend Harada says, this I thought was a wonderful teaching that relates not just to communication between couples, but communication between parents and children, employers and employees, teachers, students, and even world leaders. What a wonderful statement. Talk less to communicate more. Children can learn a lot from their parents if they just have the attitude, you know, to listen. And at the same time, parents could learn a lot from their children if they would stop to listen to them. Companies would benefit if the workers would listen to their managers. And at the same time, to be a good manager, you have to really be able to listen to your employees. Wouldn't this be a great theme for Congress to implement within themselves? Talk less to communicate more. Political leaders especially love to talk, but rare is a public figure who truly listens to others. Reverend Harada says that one of my favorite musical artists is the singer James Taylor. He has a song titled Lonesome Road that is about someone who laments a lost love. One of the verses of the song says, if I had closed my mouth and opened my eyes, I'd not be on this lonesome road tonight. I think the lyric laments not listening, not being present or mindful of his partner or his lover. And that's what resulted in them splitting. And when you think about it, Reverend Harada says, Shakyamuni Buddha bringing to the world the teachings of his awakening or enlightenment stems not from his talking, but from his quiet meditation. Of course, later he shared his insight in words, but behind the words were his quiet contemplation, meditation, and reflection on life, on himself. In Shin Buddhism, they emphasize simply listening to the Dharma. It doesn't emphasize talking about the Dharma, but it emphasizes listening to the Dharma. Well, and again, of course, we must share the Dharma through words, but the real transmission of the Dharma is something that goes beyond words. I think that spirit of the Dharma is transmitted when you see it manifested in a real person. And many times they show that spirit without any words. Reverend Harada says, talks about a Shin Buddhist temple in Nepal where a Reverend Sonam is the minister. Reverend Sonam was a Tibetan Buddhist monk for the majority of his lifetime. But he became interested in Shin Buddhism when he met a quadriplegic Shin Buddhist from Japan by the name of Mukaibo-san. and Reverend Sonam saw Mukaibo-san touring India and Nepal, he felt sorry for him because he was a quadriplegic. He thought he would teach this man about Buddhism so he would be able to be happy. But when Reverend Sonam met and talked to Mukaibo-san, he found a man who was truly happy, even happier than he himself. So he asked Mukaibo-san, how is it you're such a happy person despite all your handicaps? And Mukaibo-san said his happiness was grounded in the Nembutsu, in Shinran Shoni's teachings. And from that meeting, Reverend Sonam was led later to give up his life as a monk. He went to Japan to study Shin Buddhism, and he founded a Shin Buddhist temple in Nepal. Reverend Sonam was struck by the spirit of the life of Mukaibo-san. It was something beyond words. And as Reverend Harada winds down his article, he says, in our world today, we really need this teaching of talking less to communicate more. Listening is the real source of communication, more than talking. How often have you been in an argument to see two people arguing, but neither one is listening to each other? No one's going to listen. What good are the words? My wife always catches me talking to her when my mind drifts off and I'm mechanically saying, in response to her. She'll stop and she'll ask me, what did she just say? And I can't tell her because I wasn't listening. I wasn't mindful. And his last sentence, Reverend Harada says, I think that Buddhism, and especially Shin Buddhism, can make a great contribution to the world by showing the importance of simply listening. Listen to the Dharma, listen to each other, talk less to communicate more. Well, well, well. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, you keep going, and until then, you have a very beautiful talk less to communicate more day. Thank you.